You know, there's been a lot of buzz coming out of Washington lately. A recent sit-down between Anthropic's leadership and White House officials really laid bare a fundamental divide over how fast we should roll out their advanced new model, Claude Fable 5. It's honestly fascinating to watch.
It's definitely a pivotal moment. While both sides absolutely agree on the transformative potential of this technology, they're squarely at odds over deployment speed, regulatory oversight, and exactly how safety should be defined and enforced in practice.
And that's where the White House is drawing a line in the sand. They're really pushing hard for a standardized federal governance framework to keep things in check.
Exactly. The officials are asking for a lot on the table: transparent deployment timelines, mandatory pre-release safety evaluations, strict performance benchmarks, thorough bias audits, and clear pathways for accountability if things go sideways.
I can totally understand why they're taking this stance. We're talking about massive systemic risks here, large-scale misinformation, workforce displacement, and the real fear that once flawed AI gets baked into critical infrastructure, it's incredibly difficult to reverse.
That's precisely it. Policymakers are trying to walk a very tightrope, protecting consumers and our democratic institutions, all while making sure we don't lose our edge in global tech markets.
But Anthropic is pushing back, and their concerns are pretty vocal. They argue that heavy-handed, government-mandated testing would just create unnecessary delays, stifle innovation, and honestly, might even push AI development overseas to regions with much weaker oversight.
They're leaning heavily on their track record, though. The company emphasizes its safety-first engineering culture, pointing to its constitutional AI framework, rigorous internal red teaming, and carefully phased rollout strategies as proof that they've got this handled.
And that's the core of their philosophy. Anthropic maintains that safety isn't just a static regulatory checkbox, it's a continuous, adaptive engineering practice. They're really advocating for collaborative oversight, where regulators and developers share data and co-develop guidelines that actually evolve alongside the technology itself.
It really does. This disagreement is essentially a microcosm of a much broader global policy challenge. How do we craft AI regulations that safeguard public interests without accidentally crushing domestic innovation?
That's the big question, isn't it? The outcome of these negotiations will almost certainly set the precedent for how every single frontier AI model is governed across the United States.
If they can find common ground, the result could be incredibly promising. A transparent, industry-integrated framework that actually encourages responsible development.
But if they remain divided, we could be looking at a messy landscape of fragmented regulations, delayed product launches, or even a geographic shift in where AI research and deployment actually happens.
Which brings us to the critical takeaway. The era of unregulated AI expansion is officially coming to a close.
It's refreshing to see that, at the end of the day, both Anthropic and the White House share the same ultimate goal. They both want to deploy powerful, reliable, and safe AI systems. The path forward is just heavily contested.
And that's why these high-level discussions matter so much. The decisions made here will fundamentally shape government-industry relations, dictate developer safety practices, and influence how society adapts to next-generation artificial intelligence.
So we'll just have to wait and see. The coming months will determine whether collaborative governance or regulatory confrontation ends up defining the future of AI policy. I'm really hoping for the former.